Hi there. It is a lovely warm southern evening, and I have just received a brand new lovely little toy that I hope that will change my life and improve myself in the bedroom. Fuck. This is my first toy review, because I didn't know this was a thing until someone recommended I do that. So I have with me something called the Crave. It's a Vesper line. I will include links as well as bonus pictures if you'd like. It is basically like a stylus a stylus and a nail had a baby and it happens to vibrate and cause lots of pleasure. It's USB chargeable, and it hangs from a necklace so I can wear this shit in public and look tasteful as fuck, or fancy as fuck, as the ad lovely told me. There's four settings, a pretty hefty pulsy one, and then your typical soft, hard, hardest kind of thing. And so I guess I'll start. I don't know if you can even hear that. It's pretty quiet, but it's pretty strong in my hands, which is kind of great. So maybe you can hear that now. It's pretty loud, sorry. That was the pulse. It's regular, medium, and strong. So you probably heard that pretty easily. So now I have it on pulse again. And we're just gonna... I've never really... Oh, fuck, that feels really good already. On past toys that I've had, vibration and other amenities to it that aren't just like straight pulses but like eight different pleasure pulses kind of bullshit, I've never liked. Oh my god. But this is actually quite nice. Like a heartbeat after a run pulsing at my clit. This, it's nice. I did charge it before I used it. And it was pretty quick, and it was USB, and now I'm giving it a go, as you can probably very much clearly hear. Oh, this is torture, so I'm gonna go from the pulse to just the straight, nice, solid buzzing, and it's pretty thin in your hand, so it takes... I'm getting used to, but it's very easy and very quiet, so I'm quite pleased with it. I have been told by the person that recommended it to me that for about 2 hours it needs a charge again, so it's definitely going to be a 2-hour test. Now it is meant pretty much for clit and outside stimulus. It warns you not to put it in your orifices or to get it wet, which is understandable, but it definitely feels fucking good. I think we'll step it up a little bit, go to the second one. Oh. Oh, this is so much better than the shit I have now. And it's such a cute little thing. And it works so much better. My other fucking toy is called like a fucking stupid cliticizer. And it's like a wand looking spoon thing. It looks awful and it doesn't work. It's a piece of shit. And this is... Oh, so much better. And I think we're gonna try the higher setting. Much a difference between the fucking different settings. Definitely could see not only just wearing around my neck in public, but because it's so quiet, I would definitely hide these in my panties walking around. I could fucking do this all night. Oh, fuck. I don't want to stop. This is too long, though. So to turn it off, you just hold down on the button for like 2 seconds, and it won't just change settings, it'll just turn off. Oh, that was a little longer than I thought it was going to be. And not any fault of the toy. Especially if other people have heard my other things, I definitely come quicker when it comes to penetrative sex. With more clitoral, if it's a vibrator just by myself, it does take a little longer, though it's usually a harder climax. And then once I get going, I can go a lot faster too. Probably came about, I think, like 3 times there, closer to the end. So yeah, this is totally, totally worth it. I paid about $76 for it. Well, technically I think it was $69, and I had to pay for shipping. They had different kinds and different colors, and you can get even a special engraving if you wanted. But I just got, like, basically the cheapest model, you know, engraving, which is still pretty and fun. oh, so much fun. So, yeah, this is awesome.